Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Glad you're with us here today. It's a great day for new life, isn't it? Brand new month. Most of you have survived Halloween. If you haven't, of course, you're not listening to us. But we had a great time around here. And, I'm talking today with Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys. You doing all right?
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
We're a little hoarse.
We're a little hoarse, but we're doing great.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little horse, a little colt there.
That's all right.
Now, colts and a filly.
I have to tell you a story about Halloween.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So Solomon wanted to go as a character, and the little app that he had for children, age appropriate, didn't fully disclose all of the things that this character did of a immoral nature, evil nature, sexual nature.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, but the mother, being the responsible mother that she is, she knew. And so she went online and she looked and she told him you couldn't do it. So he was really, really upset. Well, I talked to him and I said, Solomon, why don't we just go with you and your creativity? Solomon had created a character called Haddix. And so all week long, rather than mourn over not being the one character, we created a costume for his character, and I was his sidekick. And what was my name? The Iron Arrow.
Oh, Steve.
So I'll have to get a picture, and we'll have to put it up. But you know what? There was nothing about celebrating Satan or evil or anything like that. It was just all fun. And we had the best time. And Amelia was the most fabulous Ariel, the little mermaid you've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
Seen.
Love that.
Did you guys do anything fun for Halloween?
Jill did.
Yes.
Did you yell at people, Jill? Is that the deal?
Did I yell at people? No.
Yeah. No. Okay.
We had a Halloween party.
Oh, nobody gives a party like Jill does.
Well, and we hired a DJ this year, and it was so fun.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a clean DJ.
Mm-hmm. Clean.
Well, that's rare. So that's
yeah.
great.
Mm-hmm. That's
Kids
very
had
cool.
a great time. So
that's great.
Did you do any of the new age stuff like apple bobbing? No, I'm kidding. Did you do any old fashioned stuff like apple bobbing or?
Oh, we had lots of hot apple cider. We didn't do apple bobbing. You know, it kind of gets the costumes ruined.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's,
well, good
that's
for
the problem.
Ruins
well,
the makeup.
I got to tell you,
all that water
not sanitary anymore.
It messes up the makeup, and then
it does.
You know,
it
yeah,
does.
It's all
but
over.
We had a lot of old fashioned good fun.
We, you know, I don't drink, and we were going around the neighborhood, and someone said, would you like some spiced cider? And I said, sure. But what they meant was spiked cider.
Yeah.
And,
and fortunately, you have to be careful on Halloween.
Yeah, I was. And fortunately, I smelled the cider before I drank it. And I don't know, I poured it on a potted plant, and it melted. So I don't know what was in that stuff. But anyway, hey, listen, we love it that you're with us here today. And many of you have different ideas about Halloween and stuff, and our idea is simply, hey, let's have some fun and let's don't celebrate anything evil. That's why we kind of are who we are. Now, if you want to join us on this program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. I was just doing a Club New Life interview, and I thought about these Club New Life CDs and downloads that we send out every month. If you're not a member of Club New Life, I'll tell you, that's a nice little benefit that you get. We just send it to Club New Life people, and graduates who are involved in our Sustained Victory program with Every Man's Battle. They get them too. But if you want it, sign up for Club New Life, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. And let me just mention to you before we get started here, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. I forgot to put my call screen up. You guys can pick the first caller. But before we do, there is a great, great program on cognitive distortion at tv.newlife.com. Now, if you go there, you get 2 weeks free. But right now, for radio listeners only, type in Radio 50 and you get 50% off. That puts it at about $5
wow.
a month.
Wow. That's great.
Over 1,000 programs. If you like radio, you'll love New Life Television. And I think you'll really like the cognitive distortion one. Also, I'm doing 52 ways to lose weight today. It's entitled Spice It Up. You know, we've got Lose It for Life coming up. And then also, we've got 21 toxic beliefs. I'm going through toxic faith, 21 toxic beliefs. There's a wonderful program on shame. It's all there at tv.newlife.com. Radio 50 gets you 50% off. Well, guys, since my screener isn't up, how about you pick our first call?
Well, let's talk to Dave in Pittsburgh. He listens on XM Satellite.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, and that gives me an opportunity to remind people that we are on channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, 12 Central, 131. We're on for an hour, Sirius XM. Well, how are you, and how could we help you today?
I have a situation. I'm a very young ordained minister in a church, and there's a situation where a young couple, the husband is in an affair, and mm-hmm. He's, at this point, fairly unrepentant. He's not really willing to right his wrongs or work on it.
Yeah.
His wife is very scared. You know, she doesn't want to lose him, and she very much wants to make it work. But she keeps asking me for advice on how to deal with him and how to... He comes and goes any hour of the day or night. Some nights he stays at home. Some nights he stays away. She never knows where he is, what he's doing. He won't, you know, communicate with her. And what advice can I give her as far as how to deal with the situation with him? Should she try to keep contacting him a lot during the day like she is now? And also, how can I help him? I've talked to him a number of times. He's close to my age. We've been good friends. What can I do to help him, I guess, is
okay.
The question I had.
Well, what are you saying, first of all, to her right now? What have you told her so far?
I have told her so far that he needs to know she's praying for him and that she wants this to work and she wants him back. But also, I cautioned her to maybe not pester him as much as she has been.
Okay.
And
what are you saying to him?
I've told him, don't make any hasty decisions. He's kind of threatening in a way to move out, or he thinks maybe he should move out. And I've told him, think about your daughter. They have a 4-year-old daughter. I said, think about her. thinking about mm-hmm. your wife, and, you know, obviously what you're doing is wrong. I've also told him that I'm not going to sit there and preach at him because he knows right from wrong. I've said, I want to do things with you, go out to eat with you, go hunting with you, or whatever. I want to be there as a friend, but I said, don't be mistaken. I am here to help you get over this. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not compromising what I believe is right and wrong. But.
Okay. Well, let's start with Jill, and then we'll ask Myland, as he listens to Jill and you talk, about their perspectives on, and it might differ a little bit than the perspective that you've given them. And it's not to be critical of you, but, you know, it's just you call because you want some advice and for us to tell you, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. That wouldn't
absolutely.
Be worth it.
Absolutely. I've been a minister now for about a month and a half, and I'm already facing this.
Oh,
so
wow.
Any advice would be great.
Well, and Dave, let me just say, so far, I think you are doing a great job. I do agree that with the wife, see, she's reaching out to him out of her own anxiety because, you know, the need to kind of pull him in close. And I think, you know, as long as she's doing that, he does know she's still there. I like the idea of communicating that she does want it to work. However, she wants it to work with the other person out of the picture, right? And that
right.
I think she needs to communicate that this isn't okay and she's not going to just stand back and allow him to do this. I don't think she has to say what she's going to do at this point, but the longer he continues down this path, then that means that she will have to make some choices.
Right.
I think some of it is, you know, often men, more often than women, feel like they can compartmentalize and they can have their affair partner and they can still keep their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so while it's early on, I think he needs to realize that, no, there's going to be some loss. He doesn't get to have everything. And so
right.
as she... maybe stops pestering him and starts to turn to do some things to help herself and start to, you know, it's like we pray for a miracle, but we also have to move in the direction of what we're seeing. So I think she needs the support and help around her to shore her up if this thing does not go well.
Right.
It's very hard to compete with an affair. He's like a runaway train. And so I think he needs to hit up against some hard realities.
Okay.
Mylon, what are your thoughts here?
Well, Dave, I am impressed with the fact that you'd call us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel deep empathy for you as a young pastor.
Yes.
I think I remember as a young pastor once upon a time how hard some of these situations were. They were absolutely consuming. Dave, number one, he is treating his wife with tremendous disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has to decide, what am I going to do with the level of disrespect I'm being treated with? What do I just roll over? I have a sense that she probably hasn't ever had a strong voice ever because she's tolerating the intolerable here. And I would
right.
I would have her really examine her history of not fighting back, her history of silence, her history of shutting down and allowing herself to be victimized. Ultimately, she must require his respect. She
right.
must require it. You just can't ask for it and say, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, would you respect me? You
uh-huh.
have to be able to say, I'm going to require respect because if you don't do this, I will do that. Now, she has a biblical grounds for divorce. And so if she never plays that card to say, you know, I don't want you back. I don't want the current you back. I want the guy that I thought I was marrying back.
Right.
I don't want the guy that treats me with this level of respect back. So you have a choice. Stay with
yeah.
her or you're going to lose me. And until she can do that, she has no power.
Mm-hmm. She's actually known about this for almost maybe a little over 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's sad.
Before she finally came yep. to the church and asked for help from the ministers.
Yeah.
And so,
okay, so
yeah,
what have you encouraged her to do to get support from other women to build her character, her strength, that muscle that demands a little bit more than she is?
Well, right now, her biggest concern is that the rest of the church doesn't find out.
Oh, gosh.
Why?
Well, isn't that sad? Isn't that sad?
I'm
because,
to the,
see?
Well, it is,
yeah.
yes. But I'm to the point where she desperately needs the other women in church around her
rather than
sitting in the house and mulling over this every day.
Well, but she's not mulling over this. She is enabling evil, is what she's doing.
Right.
That's a big reality.
And it is now, a slow torture for her.
Yeah. Now, do you have kids? Do you have kids?
What's that?
Do you have kids, Dave?
I have one daughter. She's almost two.
Okay. I want to give you an idea to talk with the guy about. You say to him, you know, if I ever shot up with heroin, I understand it's so powerful that I'd be willing to forget about my daughter, forget about my wife, forget about my ministry, forget about my integrity, and I'd just do heroin the rest of my life, well, until it kill me or something. And I've been thinking about you, and, you know, you're such a good guy. It's just that you're addicted to heroin. You've given up your daughter, you've given up your wife, your integrity, your character. And that's not you, but you just don't know that heroin can come through a needle, and it can also come in the form of an addiction to sex, which that's really what you've got. It's the only thing that makes sense. Just like if you heard me abandoning this new ministry and my daughter and my wife, you'd go, wow, what's he addicted to?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
I have to tell you, you got to really look at yourself as a sex addict. And once you do and you see it, I think you're going to realize what's going on here, that whatever is in your background that needed a little medication and some relief, this woman provided it. But I think also in those silent moments, you're also sensing it's not all that you hoped it would be. Just like if I was addicted to heroin, one day it eventually, it wouldn't be everything.
Well, Jill? And Steve, it's also an addiction to our idealized selves.
There
right?
You go.
Because we get to see ourselves in a more grandiose way, in a way that feels great. So you have to keep getting more and more so the illusion doesn't go away. And that's what an affair feeds.
So that affair, Jill, feeds that grandiosity, because every time he walks into that, he feels powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And then
invincible.
Invincible and powerful and excited. And then when he goes home, he sees weak and pathetic.
And weepy. Yeah, weak, weepy, pathetic.
Yes.
You're right.
And so the contrast is, that's why she has to do some work. And he should go, Dave, to Every Man's Battle weekend. We have, you know, 11 of those a year.
How about saying to him, you'll go with him? Well, why don't you? You get to go.
You're saying he should go to that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. He doesn't.
And you're a minister. Yeah, you get to go free. So why don't you say to him, let's go together?
Ooh, that's great.
Let me go with you.
Because, Dave, it would be a great education for you.
Yeah.
For free.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've told the first time I talked to him, I knew you had one coming up in November. And I told him, I said, listen, if you are willing to go to this, you owe this to your wife. If you are willing to go to this, I will pay your way. I'll pay your flight out. I'll make sure a dollar comes out of your pocket.
What a guy.
And he hasn't come back to me whether or not he would be willing to do that. I guess I'm not sure. How much do I push him? Right now, his parents are relentless. They are just pounding him with what you're doing is wrong, and you've got to stop, and you've got to go to counseling. And he feels really overwhelmed with that, but at the end, but still, like you said, he's got to hit a brick wall or he's not going to change.
So
here's an approach would be to say to him, hey, I'm going come go with me,
and no, you're going with me. Don't give him the option. Don't say, oh, are you willing? No, of course he's not willing. You're going. I've signed you up, and we're going.
So
one of the things, Dave, this is going to be a really hard pill for you to swallow here as a young pastor, but I've had to do it myself, and I know how gut-wrenching it was. But in Matthew 18, it talks about church discipline and going to a person with one or two people, and if they won't repent, to tell it to the church. And, you know, the wife can say, no, I don't want to, which is to perpetuate the problem. The biblical formula for ferreting out what's going to ultimately happen here is a broader exposure with increasing peer pressure is what Matthew 18 is talking about. And so that what Steve said right at the very beginning, how do you get the women to surround her? How do you get people to support her? You can't do that in hiding. That's like saying right. I have...
But see, she has so much shame because she feels like something's wrong with her he cheated.
Then that's
right?
part of what the right. women... That's why she could be and come to women in the battle
yes.
where she learns that's not true.
Right, right. Absolutely. Right.
And so you have all these possibilities, and I just think that as a young pastor, you have to think about the church discipline, whether she wants to or not. You can't let the weakest link tell the chain what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. There's
just,
your brilliance
just to be,
right there.
Just to be clear, I mean, I'm one of four pastors in this church, so I'm not in this battle by myself. I mean,
oh,
I'm the youngest and the newest and all that. He is a friend of mine that I grew up with. I've been, mm-hmm. and I want to help him any way I can.
I thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your heart. And, yet,
and don't be afraid to go after him and grab him and tell him, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank
all right,
you so much for your help.
All right, Dave.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. We'll put you through to our 1-800-NEW-LIFE people. But it is a great thing to do when you say to somebody, I'm going. You come with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not, hey, I think this would be a really good idea. When you say, I'm going, you come with me, it puts everything in a totally different perspective, a different light. And that's what we're looking for. Boy, this is tough. And how sad it is that she has no one around her. Yeah. We'll be back after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me. Because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 13th through the 15th in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here, and this is one of the ways that we help people get over Halloween is we have workshops. And we've got some amazing workshops coming up.
Getting over
Halloween.
Getting over, I know.
Well, it's true.
Pumpkins are cute.
We have Healing is a Choice. We have the Marriage Solution Weekend. Both of those are this weekend. And also Every Man's Battle. And so, you know, if you're struggling with anger, bitterness, resentment, guilt, shame, all that stuff, Healing is a Choice. And if you're in a marriage that's stuck, every marriage has a bump in the road. Some of you, it's not a bump, it's a hill. But if it's a hill and not a bump, or then go to the marriage weekend. But listen to this. A guy, Kirsten, goes to the weekend. She says, before the weekend, I was helpless. I felt so lost and alone, numb, stuck, like I had tried everything. I didn't think it was realistically logical to expect anything out of the workshop. Now, that's the kind of attitude I love. We're going to make some progress. In reality, I was scared of nothing happening and me not changing. Well, the weekend was life-changing in a realistic way. Not that cloud nine feeling for 2 weeks and then you fall into the same mindset. But it changed the inside because of the work that I did. And I left with peace, hope, and tools to continue living the life that God showed me. Now, that's healing is a choice. It's the workshop. And so many people, whether it's post-abortive issues for men or women, shame, trauma, recovery, you name it, it's right there. You can get healing by taking these 10 choices and looking at the lies behind those choices. One of the big lies is, hey, you know what? If I just wait long enough, this problem will go away. Well, guess what? The problem doesn't go away. You go away. You start faking it, trying to act like you don't have the problem, and you lose who you are. Thus, when people say, oh, I love you so much, down inside you're saying, if they only knew me. And you never get to experience what it's like to experience true, authentic love once you start to fake it. This could be the beginning of authentic living. It's called Healing is a Choice, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, our Marriage Solution Weekend with Mylon and Kay, Dave and Jan. That's right there. And then out in California, we're going to have Every Man's Battle with Jason Martinkus. And some of you guys, why don't you go and leave your sexual addiction or your pornography and fantasy stuff in 2015 and start clean 2016. Wouldn't that be amazing? Where you could say, from 2016 on, never happened again. The way you do that, Every Man's Battle. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Yvette. She's calling from Atlanta, and she watches us on New Life Television. We're glad that she does. NRB. Hi there. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for taking this call.
You're welcome.
Your program has just been a blessing to me. But just to jump right to it, after 20 years, two children of marriage, my husband, who had some issues with foster care and abandonment of his mother and not knowing who his father is, it seems like we've been struggling for some time, but it's been, what I've recognized is that it's like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And from watching your program, it's been apparent to me that he is a covert narcissist, because on the outside, everyone would vote for him for president. He looks like Mr. Rogers, absolutely calm, cool, and collected, but on the inside of our home, he's threatening, he's verbal abusive, he's addicted to pornography. He's going, I found out 3 years ago that he had, was going to strip clubs, that he had emotional affairs, that he was receiving naked pictures from other women. And it seems like after I found that out, he became more angry, more enraged, and started to direct that towards me, where he's belittling me in front of my children.
Well, now, wait a second. Hold on a second. Now, let's just think about why that makes sense, okay? Because you found out that he was a bad little boy, right?
Yes.
But you didn't demand anything be different. You just were going to be the angry mommy. Well, now...
Well, I did. I demanded that he go to Every Man's Battle. I demanded
and did he go?
That he got the book. He got all
that.
Oh,
he got the book.
But then, and he said he was going to go.
Uh-huh.
But then we had a friend of ours who said, I'm going to disciple you guys. And he told me he's not going to go. So let me just see what I can do.
So what you did was you suggested that he go, but you didn't demand it if he wanted life to continue as usual. And then somebody stepped in. See, so when we discover the problem, we have to demand, that something be different. My favorite example, the woman that dates the guy pulls out a marijuana cigarette on the honeymoon night. She says, hey, you go dump that down the toilet, or I'm walking out of here, and you can tell your friends that you were unable to satisfy me for even one night on our honeymoon, and we're done. And he dumped it down the toilet and never used again. So you see, it I love that, because it just says, hey, that's the time to be strong. And it's a little late for you then, but not now. And that's what we want to talk to you after this break. What are you going to demand of this man? Because you have to demand something. You can't enable. Yeah. You can't just let this go. It's just, it's too important. So we'll talk about that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. We'll be in the studio for another 2.5 hours. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. 3 workshops coming up, Healing is a Choice. Also our Marriage Solution Weekend. And then Every Man's Battle. And then the following weekend, Women in the Battle on the 13th. Dr. Sherry Keffer. It's going to be amazing. We want to help you get in shape emotionally and spiritually for the holidays. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Artimer here. We're talking with Yvette, and we had a call. The first caller was all about a friend who was unfaithful repeatedly over the years. Now we have another. Yvette is married to a man. Let's hear from Dr. Jill and Mylon on what they think would be the best thing for Yvette to do. But before we hear from them, Yvette, specifically, what is your
he's
question?
He's telling me now that he's done. I'm done now. After all his bad behavior, now he's done. And so my viewpoint is, okay, well, you know what? At some point, maybe I need to let you be done. And maybe I should let you leave. And maybe I should sell our home. And maybe I should dissolve our family. But I know that inside of him, he doesn't really have anywhere to go. He doesn't, you know, he's hurt and wounded.
Right.
So I don't know if I should let him go and just let him go. You know, that's where I am.
Well, now let me ask you this real quick before we hear from them, but I just have to express my bad attitude real quick, okay? So, Mr. Discipleship that derailed your plan for him to get help, what does he say about now this man saying, I'm done?
Well, he says that he asked him point blank, was he going to step up and be the leader? Because his main thing is, oh, she's trying to control this, she's trying to control that. And then this guy, who was also his friend, told him, well, you're not giving her any leadership. She has to take, you know, she has to take some steps to make things happen in the household and in her life. So you have to step up and be a leader. Okay?
Talking about leadership, talking about leadership in the midst of all these addiction forms,
sexually,
kind of like talking about the tick on a pig versus the slop the pig is living in. Now, Mylon, what do you think she should do? Jill, you, either one.
Well, first of all, you by confronting him, you've spoiled the illusion. And that's why he's angry.
That's right.
You see? And you're going to be the lightning rod because, as you said, everybody worships and adores him. and for you to have a different viewpoint. He reminds me a lot of the vacillator in our book, How We Love. And because there is this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, the need for public affirmation and the need for adulation, adoration, and all those things. But behind closed doors, they get angry with anybody that also isn't in step with that. And they have high levels of shame. And they don't take criticism well. So you will be the one that takes the brunt mm-hmm. of the criticism. And I think it's very important for you to understand there's a price to pay for being a truth teller. Yeah. And I just want to applaud you for that. And vacillators say I'm done a lot. That's one of their frequent statements when they get
so
you know, when they get upset and agitated and they hit this emotional threshold. They say, well, I'm done. I'm out of here. That's mm-hmm. it.
They're maxed out, right?
They're maxed
at that
up.
Point.
And that's how they mm-hmm. relieve themselves of all the tension and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so I think you have to be able to say to him, you know, as I'm going to go back to what Steve said. Now, I think we need to really camp out there. What will you demand of him? And it is very appropriate for you to make requirements of him where you require, so it isn't an all-out, you know, you're done, you're out, we're divorced. It's here's the steps you need to take, and if you don't take them, you know, we don't have a relationship, period. And you'll have to earn me back, and you'll have to prove to me that you want to earn me back by the steps you take. It's up to you. And then you just walk away.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And by the way, I wouldn't be telling him he needed to be a leader. I'd be telling him, hey, buddy, you need to be a follower.
He doesn't
Let's
know
deal
how
with
to
your
be
addiction.
A
yeah,
he doesn't know how to be a leader.
He doesn't know what that means.
I mean,
he's follow my direction.
Good. Yeah.
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 Follow my direction. Go get some help.
So, yeah. Yvette, it really makes sense why he struggles with real intimacy, mm-hmm. right, because of his upbringing. And you've probably already done this, but I would suggest that you let him know that you see his woundedness, you see the hurt, and that you understand that, you know, being really intimate and dealing with things is probably really, really hard for him. And that's why he's choosing all of this. Nonetheless, all of the acting out behavior is not something that you can live with and deal with.
No.
And we can't get to your hurt. I can't really care for the hurt inside of you when you're trashing me and everyone else around you.
I love that.
Right? And so we have to deal with, you know, the ways you are trying to soothe yourself. We have to deal with that because they've taken on a life of their own. And I'm asking... What?
You know, when I tell him that he has, you know, some things that are going on inside of him,
mm-hmm.
he says, you know what, that's the reason why I want to be away from you, because you're trying to fix me, and you think you're a psychiatrist, and you think that you're trying to tell me
yeah.
what's going on with me. You don't know what's going on with me. I just don't like you anymore.
Okay.
Well, that's not
that sounds
fun.
Like a little kid.
Well,
I don't like you anymore. Yeah. I hate you, Mommy.
Right, and that's the point. I don't like it, and I don't want to be around you anymore, because you are being the one who is the voice of reason and reality. Mm-hmm. People don't like people of reason and reality. But I like this, that you're headed in that direction.
Yeah.
And I love I love what you said, Jill. I got to stop and say the empathy factor that is you know, balanced equally with the demands that you're requiring is a beautiful balance of grace and truth.
Right. And I would say to him, I care and love you enough to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And realizing that you're probably going to hate me for it.
But should I let him leave, or should I just say, if he says, well, I don't care, I'm not doing anything else, you know. We even went to counseling. We even got a counselor prior to his friend, and I don't even think the counselor knew who he was. I mean, he was so, you know, smooth. Mm-hmm. I don't think he even knew who he was. But my point is, at this point, it's like do or die. He's telling people, he's actually calling different people and trying to rally them around him, that I have a problem, that I'm this and I'm that, and they would probably believe him because he seems so calm, cool, and collected. But my point is, at this point, he's saying, I'm done, I'm leaving, and this, that, and the other thing. I told him, I said, you know what? If you really feel like that's what you need to do, then guess what? I'm comfortable with that. You can leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I should have released him.
Well,
or I have, in a sense, and I feel better that I released him, but at the same time, my children will be devastated, and I know that it's a wound.
But you can't. I know, and he's recreating some of what he grew up in. But you can't let that go on in your home.
Right.
You have to stand up, and I think you part of what you require is everything we've tried has just been Band-Aids. I want you, you need to go to every man's battle and deal with the addiction piece.
You know, he's a lot like what we deal with in our home, except what we deal with is a six-year-old and a nine-year-old, mm-hmm. which he's very similar. And here's what we've concluded. Talking, after the little problem surfaces or something, talking doesn't really help a six-year-old or a nine-year-old. You have to do. You have to show. You have to take action. Consequences have to be there for them to listen, pay attention, and even consider changing. So I do think that you should be done with saying anything to him about changing or anything. Because think about this. Here's a guy who's having all these sexual experiences. And yes. By you criticizing him, you put him in the place of the little boy, and you're the angry mother. Now, that yes. just destroys any kind of sexual connection there, and then so he feels justified in what he does. I think you ought to just simply take action and not say yes. anything to him. What does that action mean? Does that action mean that you hire an attorney, that you implement separation, legal separation? Do something that gets his attention rather than tell him what you're going to do. Do not tell him what you're going to do. Just do it. That will shock him. That will have an impact. But saying, I'm going to go down to the attorney, he's going to roll his eyes, and then when you do it, she said she's
because his threats are idle. So
right. So go to the attorney.
Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Do you have any idea how he's spending money, what he's doing with the credit cards?
I'm looking, but he has gone to the point where I have had to cut off the money because $200 and $300 was flying out of our account. Money
okay.
was just leaving.
So what Steve's idea is of a legal separation, it establishes a financial timeline. And that's important to establish a financial ground zero because basically he could drain you dry with his sexual addiction.
Right.
And so it's important, as Steve is saying, for you to go online, or I'm sorry, go on notice as saying, no more. You know, you can't spend our money anymore, and it establishes a financial timeline that allows you to say, these are the extent of my liabilities and assets to protect yourself.
Yes. Sounds weird, but many times when a woman in this situation creates a legal separation, it's the first step to saving the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Not the first step toward divorce. But I think you need to be done with talking.
Yeah.
Just decide what you're going to do. Be in counseling with somebody that's wise that can lead you on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to send you How We Love. I hope that will help you. Also, if he does say, what do you expect of me? You just say, go to every man's battle and get the problem taken care of, and life will start over for us. That's what I would be doing. Why do we think that's the answer in these habitually sexually addicted men? Because it's helped so many others. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You need help.
We've been married for 26 years, 6 kids. If this didn't work, I was ready to file.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Dallas November 6th through the 8th.
Like they said, it's probably cheaper than divorce.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and the different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The sparks are already rejuvenated.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here. We're back. Glad you're with us here today. Let me turn that off. You know, we do communicate in between the breaks here. Glad you're with us today here for New Life. By the way, I'm going to be in Birmingham speaking at Women of Faith this weekend before I go over to the Healing is a Choice weekend. And if you're there for Women of Faith, please say hello. Mylon's going to be teaching in Long Beach on how we love sexually November the 14th. And I'll be out in Sheridan, Wyoming on the 18th with my wife, Misty. And would love to see you if you're around. I'll be in Sacramento on the 20th and 21st with Women of Faith. Anytime you want to give a gift to this ministry, we would love to send you the Book of Life Recovery. 12 steps, 4 Bible studies for each step as a great companion to the Life Recovery Bible. Life Recovery Bible, the number one best-selling study Bible in the world right now. It's just crazy. It makes no sense.
Steve, the reason this ministry asks for money is to be on the air because we, New Life, I say we, you know, Jill and I come in as just for the show, but New Life pays over $2 million a year just to stay on the radio.
True.
In all the, you know, nationwide, you know, syndicated outlets, it costs it's $2.5 million. So when we ask for money, or Steve does, or Larry, it's because so you can hear this show. And the public radio and TV, you push a button, it's free because the sponsor is paying for that. But we have to not only pay for our own show, but they also hire sponsors that also add money, but they don't pay for our show. And you need to know that. That's why Steve's asking for money.
That is true. That is right. So I hope and pray that God would move you to help us. Help other folks if you can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Join Club New Life. Get discounts. We send you a CD every month. Tell you about the ministry. Special interviews. Material that you won't hear here. And by the way, last night I was online selecting my cabin for the Alaska cruise. It is not too early to do that. Come and join us for Alaska. Now, I'm going to go to Denise.
When is that?
Yeah.
July the 13th next year. Oh, my goodness. Denise, Tallahassee, Florida, listens online. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I kind of jotted down what it is. We won't say all things are possible with God. So I'm wondering if I can pray for the narcissist in my life for their healing and believe God to help them and me and how can I build and protect myself emotionally as I go through each day? And I also have an adult child married to one as well. And
now, what do you mean, can I pray for them?
Well, I guess I can, but I'm wondering, because of the nature of that kind of person, you know, they're I guess I should ask you this. I mean, has it occurred that, I mean, I haven't ever heard of a narcissist who has ceased being one. And I'm wondering if that's one of those things that just doesn't happen, or does it ever?
Oh, I think it does a lot. I think certainly narcissists learn to modulate their narcissism.
Yeah. Yes, with increased awareness.
And so you certainly would want to pray for him.
Okay.
But that wouldn't be the only thing you could do.
Right. Yeah.
You would want to find new ways to connect with him, because here's what we know about all narcissists. Way down deep inside, man, there's a hurting person down there, mm-hmm. an empty person.
Yes.
Someone that didn't get it when they were young.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mylon, your thoughts?
But if you're asking, can I just pray and expect, because you said God can do all things, that I
right.
can pray and then God will make it go away? And my answer is no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, the answer is no. Now, God wants us to pray. He wants us to pray for wisdom. But mm-hmm. there are other commands in the scripture besides pray.
Uh-huh.
Like, speak the truth in love, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another, and mm-hmm. That we're to confess our sins to one another. What you're saying is, I don't want to have to do any other thing other than do a passive prayer time, because confrontation, and this is an extrapolation on my part, which would be confrontation is too much of a price to pay for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to know if I can pray through this and if it'll work. And so I think Steve said earlier, that's one thing you can do. There's more that needs to be done.
The thing is that I'm noticing that when we confront people, typically they'll come back and maybe they'll, you know, go back and forth on something. But this type of person, at least the one in my life, it becomes a personal attack.
Right. So
it doesn't matter how gently,
Until he gets help, that's right. But so, when he gets help, things can be different.
So you have to see that everything is about him.
Yeah.
So true.
I'm assuming it's a him.
It is.
Okay. So everything is about him. Even if it doesn't seem connected in any way, it's
yes.
still about him. And so in order to, you know, to survive and navigate and to help both of you, Mylon mentioned in an earlier call about not tolerating criticism well.
Yes.
So true. So you really have to start with a lot of the positives. You really have to build them up a lot to be able then to deliver some truth, to not have it completely blow up. Still may not work. It depends. And remember, there are varying degrees of narcissism.
Yes.
It's on a continuum. So depending on how far down the continuum they are, some are more open to hearing things when they feel like, okay, you really aren't trying to attack them. And you may have to tell them that. I am really not trying to attack you here. I'm trying to, you know.
I've done that. I do that many times, and it really seems like, even though that's being said,
mm-hmm.
it's not gestating in the head.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Steve?
Well, I want to just make this point because we're just about out of time. But a woman can be a narcissist also.
Yes,
and
true.
Essentially,
there are lots
what you're looking at is somebody that sees everything wrong with everybody else and everything right about themselves. I mean, that's what it is. And it's all about them. Every situation is about them. So I am a recovering narcissist. On some days I recover more than others. And I think all of us want attention. We want to be affirmed and all. And it just, when there's emptiness there and isolation mm-hmm. in childhood or weird attachment in childhood, it just veers off
mm-hmm.
and can't be satisfied. And I feel for mm-hmm. Everybody going through. Because here's the bottom line. Can't see it. They're totally blind to it. Well, we're just about out of time. I want to remind everybody, tv.newlife.com is a great way to experience this amazing, transforming truth by hearing our folks just talk about an issue one at a time. Mylon, Sherry, Jill, Dave, Henry, John, myself are all on there. And right now, you type in Radio 50 as the code, and it's 50% off. That's just for our radio listeners. So I think you'll really like it. You can try it for 2 weeks for free. And think about it. Is God moving you to pick up the 2,000-pound phone, dial 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and come to Healing is a Choice this weekend? Could change everything. for now, 2016, and going forward. Also, if you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-229-3000 for future shows today.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.